BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's Bumbleo Wednesday, and one of our listeners reveals a little bit too much about why she loves it. Also on today's show, Professor Green reveals how he really met his lovely wife Millie and plays Real or No Real. And Demi Lovato has tweeted that someone farted during one of her meet and greets because they were nervous. We've all done it, haven't we? Well, luckily I have, and we speak to some more people that have as well.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. How's it going? All right? Day off dancing today, but I do have my first blister. Hello! I know. I'm actually quite proud. I've at least got a dance injury. Doesn't mean I'm going to be any good, though, does it? Right, so coming up, Arctic Monkeys, Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora. And can I just read you some of the comments from yesterday's innuendo bingo? It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. Someone called Signals Over the Air says, Gemma never fails to bring it on bingo. That's why she is the queen of this game, after all. Joe should come back again. He reminds me of a younger Rob de Bank, though maybe it's only because of his ponytail. So it was Joe from chart-topping band Sigma and Gemma Kenny, the queen of bingo, on yesterday's show. It got wet. Mira B says, Joe from Sigma is fit. And Mick Cheatham says, it is great having Gemma on bingo again. Best laugh ever. It's true. Now, I do admire a committed member of the workforce, but Graham here seems to go to extraordinary lengths.
But there's a problem.
Hang on. Let's take it off and just go straight into that.
Drastic action is needed. So James removes a piece of piping and sticks his hose straight into the back of Graham's tanker.
I love Gemma.
This is BBC Radio 1.
So, yes. Have a look at that innuendo bingo now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. And while you're there, just check out all the others. You could be there potentially hours. Radio 1 on YouTube, that's where you'll find all the innuendo bingos.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Warren.
Warren, what's going on?
I'm a window cleaner, and a lady's just come out and offered us a cup of coffee. And when I went asked for some sugar, she gave me a sugar cube.
Strong who there from Warren on the sugar cube front. One lump or who?
BBC
Radio 1.
Oh, hang on, someone's been on saying you can't who sugar lumps. They're still very big in some parts of the country. Especially at agricultural shows, apparently. They're common at certain events, says Harry. Sorry about that. Darren says, I find it hilarious when people find a decent who and then they ring Scott Mills to report on it. Also, I'm not being funny, Warren. This is a bit of constructive feedback on your who. You went too low there at the beginning and then you had nowhere to go from there. It was like, hur! It was too low. Just start high and then just see where it goes from there. Maybe they should know next time. But don't let that stop you ringing me back. Right, so Demi Lovato tweeted, this is an actual tweet from her official account. She's got a blue tick and everything. Just finished a meet and greet. Someone legitimately got nervous and farted on me. I guess there's a first time for everything, right? Now, I'm just trying to think. In the presence of a celebrity, I have definitely let one go before. I think I let a little squeak out when the first time I saw when Britney Spears came onto the stage in Vegas when I went to see her, but she didn't hear it or because she was on the stage and I was quite far back, but that definitely happened. Now, Pounder, who works on the show today, is convinced that he let one go in the presence of Cheryl, Fernando, Vicini, Cole, whatever her name is. Or he thinks it was in the presence of Cheryl, or if not Cheryl, definitely a girl. Because it's like he gets a bit nervous around girls, and it is that little squeak. It's that mixture of nerves and excitement, and sometimes it just pops out when you're not expecting it. So it must happen to meet and greets all the time. I've definitely farted in the presence of Nicole Scherzinger at Radio 1's Big Weekend whilst interviewing her. And funnily enough, the second time I can remember, it was with the Pussycat Dolls back in the day. They came into here at Radio 1, all of them. They were like, hi, how are you? I leaned back in my chair and did a kind of comedy Whee! The chair went over. I fell off my chair. The first time I ever met the Pussycat Dolls. And then, once again, I did let out a little fluff. So I'm just wondering if anyone else today has fluffed in the presence of a celebrity, because it's the mixture of nerves and excitement that makes you go for it. And you don't even realise you're doing it. I'm talking more of a... rather than a... But you know what I'm saying. If there's a celebrity nearby...
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, AJ, hello.
Hi, Scott, you alright?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I farted in front of Rory once.
Yeah, you see, it's happening a lot. It's that nervous excitement. It's the same with celebrities. You can't help it. Who was it?
It was the Princess Royal.
Okay, and when was this, please?
November last year.
Right, okay, did she notice?
No, she didn't notice.
She did.
Right beside me. I don't think she did.
Well,
she
you say that. No, but people are farting in front of her nervously all the time, so she just chose to ignore it. You can't, like, flag up a fart if you're royalty, can you?
I don't know, maybe not.
Where were you? Where did you meet her?
I was at uni, at an event at uni, and, she walked straight past me and I let a little one out.
Yeah, but it's excitement again, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, there's someone, Sean in Portsmouth. You remember when Jay-Z took the tube that time to be like, oh, look, I'm normal like you, I get public transport. Oh, you're not. Somebody saw him on the tube and, like, did a little fluff as well. And his big bodyguard just looked at him. This is back in October, Sean in Portsmouth. So you're not alone. Jay-Z, Princess Royal, it happens, you know?
Yeah.
I tell you what is good, right? And sometimes I actually look forward to it. And I know people will be like, oh, this is really childish. Oh, Radio 1, dumbing down, etc. But actually, we're talking about Demi Lovato, who has just been farted on at a meet and greet. So this is quite serious. On a plane, have you noticed this, AJ, if you get on a plane?
Yeah.
Can't smell them.
Yeah.
You cannot smell them.
Yeah.
I don't know, you can do it as much as you want, and it's like they haven't existed.
I know, yeah. It's dead weird.
If you fart on a plane, they don't smell. Absolute fact.
I'll try it next time I go on one.
Honestly, feel free, because no one will know.
Righto, I'll try it.
Love you, bye.
Alright, love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, someone let one go in front of S Club 7 when they got a kiss from Rachel Stevens at a meet and greet in London when they were young. Ed in Dorset. You never forget that moment, are you? Never forget it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Also, Neil from Watford is overanalyzing the songs today. If they sing I Wish I Could Wake Up With Amnesia, how would they know? They would have forgotten what they wanted to forget, therefore wouldn't know they had amnesia. Seriously, mate, don't look into Five Sauce lyrics too much. Just enjoy what's happening. Enjoy what's coming into your ears. Don't think about the lyrics.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hi there, Scott. My name's Ashley.
Yes?
Hi, and, basically got a little bit of a story about an accidental fluff in front of a celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot going on here, to be honest, and this is making my head fizz. There's too many subjects. So let's draw a line under this. Okay, Demi Lovato, got farted on by somebody on a meet and greet. It happens when you're nervous. What's your one?
Well, basically, Scott, I was in the last year's series of Take Me Out. Basically, we were all chilling in the back room with Paddy, kind of sitting on the sofa, all us boys as you do. We're all having a bit of a chit-chat, and before I know it, out pops a little fluff.
Oh, what, on Paddy McGuinness or near in his presence?
It was basically next to him in his presence, so it wasn't very nice. I mean, it wasn't a loud one.
No.
Kind of as you know, as the smell were kind of burning his
God.
Lungs, I could feel his eyes burning into the back of my head, looking at me in disgrace, you know?
And also, so, I bet Paddy McGuinness, he would have mentioned it, he wouldn't have just not said anything. Oh, let one go there, like that.
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, that's what I would have thought he did as well, but I think Paddy, you know, he is a very polite man, and I think he had a bit of politeness over this one, you know?
So he didn't mention it.
He didn't mention it, but as I said, I could feel his eyes burning into the back of my head as, you know, as whatever that was that went up his nose. I don't think he was very happy, but, like I say, he kept it very polite and respectful, and as a result, he didn't mention it, and I got away with it. There we go.
Such a highbrow show today.
Yeah, I mean, it was a proud moment in my life, Scott, I must say. Mm. And going back on what you said on the aeroplanes earlier, it's just as well, really, because obviously flew out to Fernando's that day as well.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously that it helps, you know, when you're on the plane and you're flying out of Fernando's and you can't smell anything.
Yeah,
it helps, doesn't it?
I told you, they don't smell on a plane, fact. I'm really hoping my this is like kind of my Radio 4 audition, actually. Did you let a little one out just speaking to me then, be honest?
Well, was waiting for you actually to come on the line. Yeah. That's when it came out. Well, as I was actually speaking to you, was waiting to come on the line. I was waiting a good 6 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little bit of nerves and excitement there. Love you, bye!
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did I miss Bumbleo Wednesday, or are you trying to give it a miss? Either way, I'm upset. All right, calm down, dear. It's on in a minute. Gaz in Kent says, is Bumbleo on? I need it. It's been a hard week so far. It's my Wednesday ritual. Andy says, bring it on. OK, I'll be on in a minute. Temmels. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
I'm so pleased it's Bumbleo Wednesday because I've got a story for you.
Oh, so am I. Go on, then. I'm not going to play Bumbleo just yet. What's the story?
So I was at a party a few years ago. And I met a boy that I quite liked.
At the party?
At the party, yeah. So I ended up staying over at this guy's house.
Oh, wow. Okay, so at the party you meet a boy and then went into a random room with the boy.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good, though, does it?
So fine, we've all done it. Yeah, go on.
So, yeah, we're sort of being a bit friendly. And we didn't know that there was his friend asleep on the floor.
And this is why you're having off with somebody at a party?
Yes.
But you didn't realise for a while that he was actually in there as well with you and the boy?
No, we were probably only in there about sort of 5 minutes by the time we heard the voice.
And what was the voice saying?
He said, I'm not here. I'm on a beach. I'm in Barbados. I've got a piña colada and I'm wearing a sombrero. Bumbleo, bumbleo, in a very shaky voice.
Okay. So he was just kind of like letting you know that he was there?
I think it was sort of half letting us know that he was there and trying to block out whatever.
What was happening? So in his head, he's trying to create this to block out any noises that might be coming from you and that boy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I should say, it wasn't at a crucial point.
Oh, okay, all right. That's enough info now, then.
Yep.
All right, Bumbleo Wednesday to you.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Right on time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Come on, then.
Amor de pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Biggity poof. Zippity boof.
Yes. Come on. Halfway through the week. Bumbleoing in the car on my way home from Bridlington. Definitely needed this week as I'm working Saturday as well. That's Flora, currently in the middle of nowhere. Hardly any reception, really. Hello to Charlotte on my Twitter, who's just voted for me. There's a very important vote going on today. And that is for me on the front cover of the Radio Times. With my Strictly partner. Thanks to Radio 1 for tweeting the link. It's very easy, just click on it and vote. Do it a few times. Is this vote canvassing? Oh, well, I want to be on the front page, don't care. Chris off of Hem or Hempstead, do you think Chris is doing a Bali Bumbleo today? Of course he is, he wouldn't miss it. Stefan's having a go on the bus on the way home to Norwich. Come on!
Bumbleo!
Louise says, I can't get out of the car for my next visit because I'm waiting for Bumbleo Wednesday. It's literally a highlight of my week. I thought you were going to say highlight of my Wednesday and that would be okay. Highlight of your week. Bumbleoing during a job interview, says Charlotte. They obviously got Radio 1 on in the background. Yes, Charlotte.
Bumbleo,
oh, I knew that he'd be on. There he is. Gaz in Kent, Bumbleo is not off. Someone says, you do realise that you'll be dancing to this soon? Oh, good. Stephen and Dalston's loving it. Bumbleoing with a broom at work. Emzo is dancing in the silent section of the library. Good work.
Bumbleo, bumbleo,
quite fast, this to dance to, isn't it? There was your Bumbleo Wednesday. Hope you feel better. Downhill to Friday now. You can do this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Professor Green. Hello.
Hello, mate.
All right?
Mates.
Hugh's here as well.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Professor Green.
Hello.
How was your live lounge today?
It's great. Stressful. Always stressful. I absolutely love doing it, but it's a lot of pressure because whenever I do covers, because I don't sing, I have to write verses to songs that either didn't have verses or replace the verses that were there.
And you did do it last night, I saw on your Twitter.
Yeah, I was up till about 2 o'clock this morning.
A bit of pressure, though, sometimes helps.
I love it. I do love it. I complain all the time beforehand, but then when I get into it, I'm like... But then I couldn't go to sleep. I tried to go to sleep and was, like, so wound up by doing the lyrics.
Is your hand tired after you stop writing?
No, I always do it on my laptop. But generally, it's weird doing it as well, because normally what I do is I do it in the studio and I just do it bit by bit without using any paper. It works better like that, because then I know it. By the time I've wrapped the whole verse, like I've done each of the pieces... I know the verse off by heart, and I've never had to look at a piece of paper or write it down. But this time at home, I had to just sit there and write it, which then means trying to learn it, which means I worry because I don't know it off by heart, which means there's a chance of making a mistake.
Oh, no, it's so stressful.
Really
on
stress.
Live lounge.
Yeah,
you don't have it. So
stress.
It's kind of similar.
Have there ever been any disasters?
Oh, yeah. Have you not heard the live lounge?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my word.
I know Scott comes on and goes, it was amazing this morning. Some of them are.
No, some of them are really whiffy. What was that one that was really bad? B.O.B. I mean, we can say this now. I mean, maybe he was having an off day, but jeez.
How's it strictly going? You must understand the pressure.
Oh, my God. So yeah, it's all fine. I learnt the steps. I mean, I'm still stepping onto my heel instead of my toe, which apparently is a problem.
Right.
It's all about technique.
I wouldn't know. I can't dance.
No, neither can I. It's not stopping me. So I've got a week to go. And then now the lovely lady that's teaching me, Joanne, has decided to put hand movements in at the same time. And that's a bit like kind of patting your head and
rubbing your stomach.
Yeah, I can't do it. Like, how am I supposed to move my feet and arms? So that's a problem. Don't want to talk about it. Now, before we get to play today's Real or No Real with you, you were the subject of one of yesterday's Real or No Real questions.
Was I?
And it was that you met Millie because you saw her on FHM and thought, she's fit, and then asked for her number from the magazine.
There was someone else in between that whole thing. Well, I overheard my then publicist and now friend, Phoebe Sinclair, talking about Made in Chelsea, and I'd never seen it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, have you seen the one on the cover of FHM? And she went, what, Millie? And I was like... Yeah, guess so. She was like, oh, I know someone who knows her. And I was like, what? And you haven't introduced us? I thought we were friends. Thought nothing more of it. Left the shoot I was at. Got in my car later on that evening. Turned my phone on before I started my car. and got a text from Phoebe going, here's her number. She's expecting your call.
Boom.
So I just went call before I could bottle it.
Really? Did you just do it straight away?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. So it's kind of true, but like it wasn't like you just looked through the magazine and went, I want that one.
Dan Jude, can I have a number?
Yeah. Thanks for clearing that up. And we'll play Real or No Real with Professor Green and Hugh Stevens. Hi, Hugh.
Hi.
In a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, some of these are real, some of these clearly made up. It's Hugh Stevens and Professor Green's job to work out which is which.
George Ezra briefly tried to sell baboon masks on his merchandise stand at gigs. However, he scrapped the idea due to poor sales.
Mm. Oh, that's good. That's the first place I go at a gig is before the band comes on, the merch stall.
Yeah.
See what's going down. See if there's any freebies,
badges,
posters, stickers. How much of the T-shirt? And is there anything weird like a mug or a frisbee?
Or a baboon mask.
Or a baboon mask.
What merch have you got? What's the weirdest bit of merchandise?
I don't know. We've done lighters. We used to have lighters back in the Beats days.
Yeah.
In the Streets days. I don't know if we've got anything weird. Mugs.
Could you get some like mugs weird? Professory merch. Like, I don't know, one of those one glasses type thing. Do you know what I mean?
A monocle.
Like a monocle, yeah. Like a Professor Green one.
I mean, it's an idea, Hugh.
Like highbrow merch.
It's an idea, which he hates.
Highbrow merch.
We all know George Ezra, but was he selling baboon masks on the merch stand for a while before quitting it because of bad baboon sales? Not ticket sales, everyone was buying a ticket.
He is a cheeky little monkey, George Ezra, so I reckon this might be real.
I reckon no real.
Would you sell masks of yourself?
No, it would freak me out.
We're good at a gig, though, wouldn't it? Oh, staring back at you.
Yeah,
that's what the Hof does.
Freak me out.
So probably not. So you're saying?
No.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes,
he did, but just binned it in the end, just stuck to T-shirts and mugs.
I'd love to know the relevance behind
them. Yeah, no idea. George Ezra is in the live lounge tomorrow, so we can ask him.
Right, please do.
Yeah,
tell
we
him,
will.
Tell him Green wants to know why he was trying to sell baboon masks.
Will do. And next.
The first ever issue of national newspaper, The Daily Mirror, came with a free mirror.
Oh, that's good. So this would have been, like, what, 100 years ago?
Probably.
Because these papers have been around for so long. Haven't
Why
they?
Is it called The Mirror? Is it because it's mirroring today's events?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
I don't know. I often see myself in it.
Yeah, you're often in there. I like the pictures of you in your big car. They're good. When you get a parking ticket or something. Because you've got a sick car, Gus.
I've had some good cars.
You have got some good cars. It's strong.
I like it when you put on Instagram your Sunday lunch.
I don't do that anymore. I've stopped doing it. I know. What a letdown. I tell you what I do though, if for the people that haven't seen them, I wait for Millie to fall, because she always falls asleep.
That is brilliant.
I always wait for her. So she, not like in bed, that's like the one rule. Yeah. But like anywhere else, dinner table, you know, cab. Cab normally, and I've learned really good tricks. Like the best way to do it, if someone falls asleep in a car, wait until a turn's coming so their head wobbles, so you really get some effect out of it. Or if you can see that the driver's going to brake really abruptly, that's the best one, when their head flies forward then then backwards, then they wake up and then they see the camera and then they react, and Millie normally swears.
I have to say, they are good, those videos. Do you know what, I've actually interviewed you before when Millie's been asleep at a big weekend. I came into your little porter cabin thing and you're like, you weren't married then. She's just asleep. And we just carried on the interview.
I think she's got narcolepsy. Yeah. Like, she's showing all the signs.
She's often asleep, isn't she?
Yeah. I can't work out if it's like a medical condition or just me.
But I admire people that can just nap on demand.
I hate it. She sleeps like a baby. Like, I can't stand that. I can't sleep anywhere. It's the bane of my life.
Wake up, wife. So did
wife.
Did the mirror come with a mirror back in the day?
I reckon mirrors were probably really expensive and items of luxury back in the day. I don't know. So I'm saying real.
I'm going to go no real again.
That one is real.
Oh, I'm
Professor
doing
Green,
so well.
You're having a mare. It was November 1903, for anyone that remembers it, and every issue came with a promotional hand mirror. The newspaper cost one penny.
Wow.
Wow.
And next for you on today's Real or No Real with Hugh Stevens and Professor Green.
A recent study has concluded that if you can touch your nose with your toe, then you are over 6 feet tall.
Okay. Who's going first?
Hang on. No, I need. Can I just? Can I get this on video,
you can
please?
Do it.
Oh, I just pulled a muscle in my back.
I'm so impressed.
Oh no, I don't want an injury.
I can't do that again. I really just pulled a muscle.
Oh, you actually have.
Yeah,
I can do it as well.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Sorry, I don't mean you to be a performing monkey. So you're what? Are you 6'2"?
6'3".
6'3". Like that. I know your height by 1 inch. That's a bit weird. But you can, Professor Green, touch your nose with your toe. Hugh Stevens, let's go.
I'm 6'1".
Yes! Oh, yes!
Do it as well!
I think he goes to yoga. He done it with much more ease than me.
Bikram, darling.
So, yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
But I am very flexible.
So wait, but what was the question?
A recent study has concluded that if you can touch your nose with your toe, then you are over 6 feet tall.
No real.
I'm going to go with Professor Green, no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Finally.
But it does obviously mean you can reach things off high shelves, which is sometimes useful. And next.
The champagne they drink in Made in Chelsea is very reasonable, coming in at under £3 per bottle. That's because it's actually just sparkling grape juice.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I reckon real.
What do you mean? Well, have you not asked your wife?
Nope.
Is that real champagne you're coughing there, or is it just water?
She's not in it. She ain't been in it for ages.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to find out. I reckon it is sparkling grapes, because you're often not allowed to drink on sets because of insurance reasons.
Oh, yeah, right.
Doesn't stop me.
But like, if they were just wasted for the whole programme, it'd be quite bad.
Probably make good telly. It's like all the extras in EastEnders. They're not like down the Vic having like pints and pints and pints, are they?
No. Not at all.
So I'm going to go real on this one.
Yeah, I reckon real.
Saves a bit of cash.
You've got to be I've just discovered this recently. You've got to be a really good actor to be able to act drunk convincingly.
Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street and the Quaalude incident when he's at the phone.
That is awesome.
Amazing.
That is. He's so good at that. But is it real champagne?
No, I'm going to go no real. I agree with that.
Wait, but it said that it was grape juice, so real.
Oh, yeah, real. Thanks, Pro Green.
That one is real.
Yes.
And here's Mark Francis revealing it to Gemma Kearney in December 2012.
It's not always champagne on TV.
Exclusive!
When I look particularly sick, you know it's not champagne in my glass. It's schlar. But don't tell anyone.
It's schlar. Love him.
So happy I grew up in Hackney.
What's schlar? And at the end of that round of real or no real, Hugh Stevens got 40, Professor Green just the 20 points. But who cares, because he was trending worldwide number one today on his live
land.
So he wins. Right, thank you very much,
cheers.
Both.
Thanks, Carl.
Cheers. We've had some brilliant innuendo bingos recently, and tomorrow's will not disappoint, I promise. 1:45, listen to it on Radio 1 and watch it on the Radio 1 website. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 o'clock.